Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Demai Daf Samech Beis in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, Halacha Vov, immediately after the Mishnah. We're starting Daf Samech Aleph on Beis on the bottom. The Gemara says, Tani, Yisrael v'Goy shekonu sode b'Surya. Yisrael and a Goy, they purchased a field in Surya. Surya is not considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael, but it does have some Gdush of Eretz Yisrael. And regarding a goy who buys a soda in Surya, everybody agrees that there's no din chumas and maises by the goy's field. So over here you have a reke tevel umaisa umurovim zebzeh divi Rebbe. Meaning Rebbe holds ein brera, there's no brera. So you look at everything that grows in the field to be half belong to the Jew and half belong to the goy. So half of it is obligated in maiser and half of it is not. And you have your tevel umaisa umurovim zebzeh. Meaning tevel and things that do not have obligation of tevel that are mixed together. Rav Shmuel says no. When they divide it, whatever the Jew takes is obligated in Meiser. Whatever the goy takes is not, because the old is yesh brera. There is a brera you can verify and clarify what belongs to who. Rav Yosef Chanino, Ma Polkin. Rav Yosef Chanino says where they argue. When they divide the field while the wheat is still connected to the ground, says Gemara Daf Samech Beis, Avim Cholku Godish, but if it's a Godish, if it's a pile after whose harvest, Rav Shimon Gamliel Moite Rebbe, so Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees to Rebbe, Shekol Kelav Ekelach, every stalk shall shoot for so. It's a partnership. Meaning, as long as it's connected in the ground, you can say that each one took his part. But if they harvest the field together and took one pile and divided it into half, so then you say it's considered to be that each one owns every piece of wheat that we take over here. Omer Avyoino, Avyoino says a little differently. Rebbeiz v'shei Abyoichanon, ma pligin, where they're arguing, v'shechol gusod debekamoso, when they divide a field, when it bekamoso, means connect to the ground, but he includes also if it's disconnected from the ground. And the only thing where they're not arguing is Alim Cholku Oimarim. Not only it's disconnected, but they made out of it small bundles. Then you see, Shimon Gamliel agrees that each part is considered to be belong to both. Meaning he takes it one step forward. Not only you can divide it when it's connected to the ground, but even after it's connected to the ground, even if they harvest together, you still can divide it and consider this to be brero according to Shimon Gamliel. And that's like more goes on to explain. Al daide davyoinim ma ben godish ma ben amarim. According to davyoinim, what's the between godish and amarim, between one big pile or small bundles? Bekoitze koshu moniach lefonov. So meaning the Gemara says like this. Also according to Avihana, if you make one big pile or you make small bundles, it's the same thing. The idea is that what Raviyana is coming to add is not only when it's connected to the ground, they're partners and divided while it's connected, so then you say brero, but even if they harvest together, it's still, they can divide it if each one right away when the harvest takes his part. So you say, here's brero, I see this is your part, this is his part. But if after the harvest, they put it together, either in one pile or small bundles, so then you can't say, now I know which one owns which. Meaning, what's the idea behind this? The idea of brera is to say, when you have a field, you say what each one took, that's what belongs to him to begin with. That's if you know what they're taking in the field. But if they harvest the field, maybe one big pile out of it, or small bundles, how do you know, how can you say this belongs there from the beginning if you don't know where they took it from? So according to Avyasa, if it needs to be divided while it's still connected. Once they harvest, it's too late. According to Avyana, even once they harvest, as long as they didn't put two piles together, right away as they harvest and divided it, it's also fine. This whole discussion is that when they bought it as one field as partners, and then they decided to divide it. But if they bought it originally in order to divide it, also Rebbe agrees that you could divide it. Because even though Rebbe holds no brero, that's if after they bought it, they decide to divide. But if they bought it originally in order to divide, they start the whole process. We're having their mindset divided. It's as if they did a condition. We're buying it, to each one will get his part. That's something that works, even according to Ban Doma, that holds in Breira. According to what we see in the name of Rabbanon, argues what we just said. The way the Reb Chaim is goyris, ha'ochim ha'shutofim, the brothers that are partners, so you still have machlekes Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Ha'ochim ha'shutofim lo lachlekem, the brothers that are shutofim, they're about to divide. They're not going to be partners forever. They're partners only right now, as the father died, they're going to go and divide everything. So they're considered to be someone who came together in order to divide it, and you still see there's a machlekes Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So you see, this argues what we just said, that if they have intention to divide from the beginning, even Rebbe agrees that it is divisible between the two. Halacha Zayin Zok the Mishnah. Ger v'goy sheyorshu saviyim goy. So you have a ger, you have a goy, and they're brothers. The ger is a convert. He used to be a goy before. He has a brother who's a goy. They inherit their father. Yechol loy maloy, you can tell him, toil ato v'dezara v'ani tol samois. You take the dezara, I'll take the money instead. Ato yainesech, Fani peres, you take the wine which a yid can enjoy. I'll take fruits. In mishibol l'shus ager also. Once it came to the shus of the ger, he can do it. Now the reason we're allowed to do it is not considered to be that the ger is giving the goy a part of his zara, his part of his zara, meaning that he's benefiting from that zara because he's getting money in lieu of his zara part. The reason is because really inheritance of a goy is only with the rabbanon, not the raisa, and therefore we are more makel, more lenient about it. So a person is selling fruits and soya, which there you can assume the prophet's not chav in ma'aseh, he probably took it from a goy. He says, no, it's coming from Eretz Yisrael. So even if it belonged to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, it's chav in ma'aseh. So one has to do ma'aseh based on his words of the seller. Says the Mishnah on base, musarim, but if he said, no, it comes from Eretz Yisrael, but I did do ma'aseh. Ne'emon, shapesh also, shapesh etir. He's the one who told us it came from Eretz Yisrael. So he's the one who can tell us it is Meusa. Mishaliyim, if he says it's mine, meaning it doesn't belong to a goy, Chayv Laaser. Musar, if he says it's mine, but I did my sir, Neman, Shapeshaz, Shapeshiti. He's the one who told us that there's a problem. He tells us also it's okay. Im yeduo sheyesh lo sod b'Surya, Chayv Laaser. But if we know from the beginning that he owns a field in Surya, so we know if he's selling, he's probably selling from his field, so that's not a Peshaz, Shapeshiti, because we know without him. So then you have to do my sir, you can't trust him. They did, Meiser. Says the Gemara Yisrael, V'goy shekonu beisu shagoy. If a Jew and a goy, they bought a house of a goy. V'yashem yayin nesel or dezara. We have there yayin nesel or dezara. U'mois, and there's money. Lo yomer lo to'ata yayin nesel or dezara v'ani mois. You can't split it and say, the Jew can't tell the goy, you take that for dezara, you take the yayin nesel, I'll take the money. Because they consider to be partners in everything. And then the Yisrael is an owner of 50% of the Zara, 50% of the Ayin Esach, and he's taking money instead, he's benefiting from the Zara of the Ayin Esach, which you're not allowed to do. Not only in this case, even if he had two tzlomim, means two statues, one looks like a table, so it's not really a Zara. One, it doesn't look like a table, meaning it's a real over the Zara. You take the one which looks like a statue, like a Rav Dezara. I'll take the one that looks like a table, which is not a Rav Dezara. Don't do that, even though it's the same type, the same kind. It's not like I'm taking money and the guy is taking a Rav Dezara. We're both taking tzlomim. It's still considered to be that he's benefiting from it. That makes sense. If you have a chover amoritz, they inherit the father. We learned before, and if the father is amoritz, you have fruits that aren't going to hechsher. Can he come and say, "I'll take the ones which are ain't muchshar kabel tumo, and you'll take the ones that are kosher kabel tumo"? You don't do that because it's considered to be that he's benefiting from the fruits. He's causing tumo to fruits. Says the more about mestizo pliga b'lchor. Our mishnah doesn't work with it because it says that our mishnah tola tavid ezora v'ani moris atayin nesach v'ani peiris. L'chor in our mishnah we are allowed to do it. On my soifo v'leis pliga. Look at the end of the mishnah and you'll see there's no argument. In mishibol shusager rasur v'ochel kevan shekona k'mishinichas l'shusoy. In the mishnah it says if it did come to the rishus of the ger, you can't say it. So here, when you're inheriting or you're buying the house, because it would be they came to Rishus. In the beginning of the Mishnah, because it's only Yerusha Derabanan, they were more makil. We are more lenient. But a regular Yerusha or regular partnership, so that could say it to be that's already in the Rishus of the one who wants to divide, and you can't divide it anymore, with that could say it to be that he's benefiting from it. So then my Achilles Ager Chilikim Echov, Achilles Ager was a similar story that he was a ger, his brother was a goy, he divided between him. He was macher on himself not to go like the kula that we have, and he took the money that he got and threw it to Yalamelech. So the Gemara explains what's the chumer that he did. There was three Amorim arguing, what did he do? He took the money of the Zorah, put it to Yalamelech. Meaning money that he knew there was money of the Zorah, he took the Yalamelech, he just... He didn't want to do any business. He took the money itself that he knew was money over the Zorah and took it to Yam HaMelech. The Char Normas, the other one said, to make Chelkosh over the Zorah, Hoylich Yam HaMelech. Meaning the case of our Mishnah, when he took money in exchange over the Zorah, instead of saying that's fine, like our Mishnah said, he took that money and put it in Yam HaMelech. The Char Normas, the third, said, over the Zorah, Atzmo Hoylich Yam HaMelech. He took it over the Zorah of his father and put it in Yam HaMelech. Why didn't he give it to his brother and he took money instead? His intention was, I want to get rid of the Zorah. I want to make sure there's no Avodah Zorah. So even though Meikar didn't, he didn't have to do it. He could just tell his brother, you take the Avodah Zorah and I will take my money. I won't worry about it. He was machir himself to make sure to get rid of the Zorah that was in his father's house. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Samech Beis.